Hurry it up, George. That video cube is due in the main conference room in 10 seconds and counting. 10, 9, 8.
No,
seven,
no, I'm hurrying. Okay,
five,
okay.
Three,
no.
Two,
stop.
You lucked out, George.
I think I need an early retirement, or at least a chiropractor.
I'll bet he's dreaming of a raise. Well, I'm going to give him one. Jetson! Going nighty-night on the job again, Jetson?
But I was just...
No buts, Jetson. I ought to fire you right now. But since I'm such a prince, I'm going to let you keep your job on one condition.
Yes, sir?
When those Neptune reports come in next Monday, I want them magnetized, digitized, and transmonitored by Wednesday.
Transmonitored? Wednesday? But that's...
Very kind of me, isn't it?
Sure.
Now you can go home to sleep.
Oh, what a tyrant. I hate being under his thumb all the time.
What's that, Jetson?
I said I can't wait to come back to work on time.
That's what I thought.
Sheesh.
I'll always remember you, Johnny, as a stupid, selfish nerd.
Apparently, you've made a new ex-boyfriend.
I should have exed Johnny Moonigan before it started.
I thought last night he was, the spaciest. Tune in next week for another heartrending episode of Judy Jetson, starring in one tragedy at a time. Oh, do I have to do all the work in this house?
Only until my afternoon Lubra coffee break is over, Mrs. J.
I wish I had a lifetime break.
Hey, Elroy, aren't you a little old for that Zoom Boom Kit stuff?
For Captain Zoom, this is one of the best post-90s action adventure disc series ever.
Well, excuse me. I forgot. It's a regular classic like Rock-a-bye Baby in the Treetop.
I'd like to rock-a-bye you, Craterhead. You have the face of a Martian meatball.
The face of a... Well, at least I'm not still in diapers.
No, I'm sorry, Judy. I didn't mean to... Diapers? Hey!
No, sir. You have to wait until dinner like the rest of us.
Oh, shuck.
Hey, great clothes, Elroy. Designer diapers.
Maybe your boyfriends would last more than 2 days if you wore a mask.
Elroy?
Ray!
When they made little brothers, they should have left you out. Ceasefire. What's up? He started.
She said that I was a baby.
Whoa. Start again. One at a time.
Me first.
Me first. Elroy? Judy?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I called you ugly.
I'm sorry I called you a baby.
Now shake hands.
You shake first.
No, you shake first.
You both shake first.
What's wrong, Astro?
Wrong? Let's be wrong. Rough is wrong.
Day. I'm home, everybody.
Daddy!
George!
Dad, are you all right?
George, speak to us.
You have to speak more clearly. Now you're looking more like yourself.
That does it. Spacely calls me a pumpkinhead at the office, and that dipsy dinner dispenser tries to prove he's right. I gotta get out of here. Go for a drive, anything.
Oh, you said the magic words. Count me in.
Me too.
Me too.
How about that?
Hell, now that's music to my ears. Grandma Ganymede's the name. Can you spare a lift?
Sure can. Where to?
Oh, it's not too far. On the left, Georgie. This is it.
Wow. Do you live here?
All of us do from time to time. Thanks again for the lift. Who knows? I might be able to return the favor.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. What do you suppose she was talking about?
I don't know.
Where's that music coming from?
Hey, let's ask Dan.
My dear guest, welcome to Fantasy Planet.
Fantasy what?
Fantasy Planet. You know, where all your dreams
can come true.
Hey, you stepped on my line.
Next time I'll step on your head.
Sorry, boss.
I am Mr. Rocket, and this is T2.
Hey, there's something about you that's real familiar.
Excuse me, did one of you say all our dreams can come true?
I started to, but Dum-Dum here
never lets me finish a sentence.
You see, here on Fantasy Planet, you can be anybody you choose, have any wish fulfilled.
All for just under $100.
$99.95 to be exact.
You mean I could be the most popular girl in school?
My dear, you could be the most popular girl in the entire galaxy.
Oh, I'm for staying.
I agree. This is just what the doctor ordered.
Fantasies coming true? That doctor should examine our heads. What a joke. Can you imagine me chewing out Spacely? Throwing all his nasty little insults and accusations right back at him? Or even firing him? How much did you say it was?
Just under $99.95.
Does that mean we can stay?
Well, I mean, we should at least look around a little.
Now, should you want to end your fantasies at any time, all you need to do is push the red button and say, Beta 7, Alpha 10, fantasy now come to an end. So, if you're all ready, please tell us your fantasies.
I want to be the boss and Spacely the employee.
I want to be waited on hand and foot. Zero work.
I want to be Captain Zoom with Astro as my trusted assistant.
I like your idea, Mr. Rocket, being the most popular girl in the galaxy.
Ready when you are, boss.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your fantasies.
Coffee this morning, Mr. Jetson?
Huh? Oh, yes, please.
Here's this morning's Wall Street diskette, sir.
Oh, thank you.
If you need me, just buzz, Mr. Jetson.
Ah, now, well, this is the life. Put my camera through to Spacely's office. Spacely?
Yes, Mr. Jetson, sir. You called?
Spacely, I'm glad you're here. There's something I've been wanting to tell you for 10 years.
You've noticed what a hard worker I've always been?
No.
You've appreciated how important I am to the company?
No.
Well, then what, sir?
You're fired. Aha, that felt great.
Oh, please, sir, don't do it. Please don't. Please, Mr. Jetson, think of my child. Think of my wife. Most of all, think of me.
Fantasy, I think I'm going to like you a lot. You won't catch me using this.
Oh, great queen, how might we serve your bidding this glorious day?
He means, can we give you a hand, Queenie?
Are all of you here to serve me?
Our fondest wish is to fulfill your every command, oh gracious one.
He means, say the word and watch us go!
I think I'm going to like this. We did miss dinner.
Dinner! Oh, he beat us to it every time.
Would your highness care for some caviar, Cosmic?
This is fantastic.
Our only desire is to please you, my queen. The rest of the dishes will be before you momentarily. Forgive the inconvenience.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
We now join our invincible heroes for yet another exciting adventure of Captain Zoom.
Hey, where's that voice coming from?
I'm the narrator, remember?
Right, right. Just like the comics.
Don't be so surprised at your fantasy. Powerful explosive in the galaxy.
That's universe. Most powerful explosive in the universe.
Sorry.
Watch this, Astro. Hand it over, Dr. X.
Captain Zoom and his trusted assistant. Hold it right there, Zoom. One move out of you and this whole planet goes kaboom.
Ra-room?
No, kaboom.
Think again, Doctor.
No, ra-room.
Foiled again, Doctor. Foiled again?
Get with it, Astro. This is the comics. Thanks to Captain Zoom, the universe is safe again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judy Jackson and the Jetson Five!
Three Kings beat you again.
Mr. Jetson, these contracts need your approval, then your signature by 6 o'clock. These dissertations need your notes and comments after you've reviewed them carefully. These buy-sell proposals from the board need your authorizing before the stock market closes today.
But I don't even know what a dislocation is. How can I... What's that?
The company's profits are dropping sharply. We're losing thousands of dollars a second. If you don't do something soon, the company will be sunk.
Jeez, so many responsibilities. Now I know how Spacely lost his hair. He tore it out.
Who's that?
No doubt those are the angry stockholders coming to get you.
Oh, great. I gotta get out of here. All I have to do is... Oh, the watch. It's gone. Oh, no. I threw it away. Way to go, George.
Now, that has to be the best Rocketeerie I have ever tasted.
We are delighted to hear this, my queen.
Oh, I'd like to get up and stretch my legs a little, so...
Do not strain yourself, O queen. I shall stretch my legs for you.
Well, do it! Well, do it!
This is ridiculous. I've been sitting in this chair for 2 hours. I can't even get up and go for a little walk.
Of course not, my queen. It is our sole purpose in life to see that you do not have to raise a single finger.
That means...
I know what that means. Being a slave to my slaves isn't quite what I had in mind. I'm getting out of here.
Here, my queen. Let me press it for you.
All right, all right. Beta 7, Alpha 10, Fantasy Now, come to an end. Oh, no! What have I done?
You've saved my restaurant, my customers, my cash register.
We're glad to be of service.
Please, take this as about the small token of my gratitude.
Wow, Rex! I never knew that the life of a super crime fighter could be so great. Me either. I don't think I ever want to be just a normal kid again.
But all is not well for Captain Zoom and his faithful canine sidekick.
Are you kidding? Things couldn't be better.
This morning, the notorious Dr. X was apprehended by the champion of justice, Captain Zoom. But on his way to the maximum security space prison, Dr. X escaped. As he flew off in his stolen car, he shouted that he was going after Captain Zoom for revenge.
Revenge?
Yes, revenge. The public is advised to stay indoors and lock their windows as Dr. X is considered armed and extremely dangerous.
Extremely dangerous? Raise my rash can.
Who are your jets, Astro? We're the Zoom team. Nobody can stop us from...
Hey.
Told you you'd be sorry, Zoom.
Please, free too.
As the laser starts to melt the chain, Captain Zoom has only 60 seconds to break through the unbreakable glass.
It's not entirely unbreakable. Those jagged rocks down there ought to crack it open. Too bad you two will still be inside.
Hey, I'm Captain Zoom. I always win. This can't be happening to me.
Re-reefer.
I want to be just a normal kid again.
Help! Help!
It looks bad for our heroes. Will they escape in time? Will they meet the jagged rocks face to face? Will Astro continue to eat everything in sight? Tune in tomorrow for another exciting adventure of Captain Zoom.
Boy, you're a lot of help.
A chap's got to make a living.
Thank you all. You've been a wonderful audience.
Planet Records want you for a long-term contract, and I got you booked at the Galaxy Room, followed by a string of one-nighters to the entire Milky Way.
Well, that doesn't leave me much time for my social life.
Your promos tour starts first thing tomorrow with 127 personal appearances, plus dates on Video Cube, cable, and satellite, plus 15 shots on the Merv Galaxy Show.
What about school? And what about my family? I won't even have time to see them.
Cut the contracts right here, honey. We're going for the big bucks. You want to be a star? You got to give up something.
Well, if that's what it takes to be the most popular girl in the galaxy, forget it. I want out of this fantasy now. Oh, no! Am I going to be under contract for the rest of my life?
13, 14. Now the company's $15 billion in debt.
Ah, now to get out of this mess.
With that watch gone, there's no way for me to get out of here. I may never see George or the kids again.
Oh, Queen, I have just seen the strangest little two-headed man. One head said go back, and the other said don't bother. What shall I do?
Give me that.
My Queen, don't stand up.
Oh, shut up.
Astro, hold still. Right, Rickles.
I think I found it. Hold still. Here goes nothing.
Finally.
Beta 7.
Alpha 10.
Fantasy now.
Come to an end.
Oh. So tell me, did you all enjoy your fantasies?
I enjoy being out of it, that's for sure.
Me too.
Me too.
V3.
That's the third group today, Grandma. Keep up the good work.
Well, I'll be. That Grandma Ganymede was...
the best thing that happened to us in ages.
Thanks to you two, three, or whatever, we found that the grass is definitely not greener on the other side. Actually, it's brown.
It was our pleasure.
Thanks again.
Yeah. Hey, yuck. For once, we agree.
So long.
Bye. Bye, Mr. Rocket.
You know, T2... it feels good to help people like that.
Right, Bass?
I don't believe it.
If you'd like to watch something else, that's okay with me.
That's okay. I know how much you enjoy this show.
It's impossible.
You took another trip. Do you realize we've been trying to get you all weekend? I've never met a more lazy, selfish...
good-for-nothing, clock-watching?
Yeah, that's right. Loafing, procrastinating, bone-headed...
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Rosie, what are you doing?
Don't talk, Mr. J.
Rosie, what's going on? Oh! Rosie, what's all this for?
Bear!
You've all caught some sort of happy virus on your vacation. But don't anybody worry. I'll take care of everything.